Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the issue of contractor misrepresentation. This segment is in a series of informational segments concerning homeowner rights in connection with home improvement contractors. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and or property-related insurance matters. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. With respect to the issue as to whether you can sue your contractor for misrepresentation, I offer the following for informational purposes and not as legal advice. I suggest that in order to sue your contractor for misrepresentation, you as the plaintiff homeowner must at minimum prove five basic elements. In order for you to recover money damages from the contractor, you will need to prove these elements with credible evidence. First, you will, as a homeowner, need to prove that the contractor made a false statement to you concerning some fact that a reasonable person would consider important to the decision you were to make. An example of this would be a contractor indicating that he could provide you with a brand new kitchen with all the permits, wiring, and plumbing in 7 days, and you relied upon that fact in order to make a decision in hiring that contractor. The homeowner will need to show that the contractor made that statement knowing that it was false or with a willful disregard for its truthfulness. This could be shown by just demonstrating that no reasonable contractor could have completed all the work, including plumbing and wiring, within that time period. To prove this element, you may need to retain an expert or other licensed contractor. The third item that you, the homeowner, will need to show is that the contractor made the false statement with the intent that you would rely upon that statement in making a decision. An example of this would be you explaining to the contractor that you need to have the kitchen completed within 7 days in order for you to host a special and important business gathering on the 8th day. The fourth item you will need to show is that you relied upon the contractor's statement as being true, and your reliance was reasonable under the circumstance, in that the contractor's statement was more than what is called puffing or exaggeration. This can be shown by you providing the contractor with a signed contract along with the deposit money. The fifth item you'll need to show is that you suffered some financial loss and or damages in relying upon the contractor's statement. An example of this would be the contractor not fulfilling the contract within the 7 days and you, the homeowner, having to host the important business dinner at a restaurant or function hall. Should you believe that your home improvement contractor has engaged in intentional misrepresentation, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance and home improvement matters. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to the segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to the segment and have a good day.